Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's a platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. Hey, love. Welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is sponsored by my company, Goddess Detox. Goddess Detox is a holistic wellness company dedicated to providing women with self-love-inspired products to physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. If you are a woman wanting to detox her ex, detox negative emotions, as well as to get more in tune with yourself and your vagina, check out our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as our Queen's Theme and Queen's Throne Combo, which is the in-home vaginal steam set for your convenience. You can find out more information on our products at goddessdetox.org, as well as follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram. Tell them Olanike OC sent you. Hello, my beautiful selfish babe. It is your girl, Olanike Osibowale, okay? Bringing you back another Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. And today we are talking about how to move through jealousy. For my selfish babes watching on video, hey, how you doing? For my selfish babes listening on the podcast, I love you. Rate it 5 stars. Recommend it to a friend. Share it to a friend. I love seeing the growth. One of my goals is to be in the top 10 of the podcast section. I've reached top 50. Top 30. I would like to be in the top 10. And so when you share this podcast, you are helping me. When you are rating it 5 stars and giving me genuine feedback, you are helping me. And that's what I would like for my beautiful selfish babes to do. So in today's episode, we're talking about how to move through jealousy. If you're watching me on video, I'm just looking at some of the notes. How to move through jealousy. And I really want to do this podcast because I feel like it's very helpful for many of our selfish babes. And then just women in general. And I just want to share my perspective on jealousy and moving through it. But before we begin, I want to tell you a little story that pertains to this. So when I was in elementary school, I would always make the principal's honor roll. Now, I don't know if you guys had the principal's honor roll when you were in elementary school, but it's like if you made straight A's. And so if you made straight A's, they'd bring you up to the stage, you'd get a prize or a gift card or a teddy bear or like a free pizza on Friday or some shit like that. So anyways, I read a lot. I read a lot of the books in elementary school, and I would take these online tests and make the principal's honor roll because I always get straight A's. And usually it was me, this other girl, and this other boy. And I was friends with the boy, and we used to walk home together as children. I remember him.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Like, it's just, his name is just coming to my mind. But I wasn't really friends with a girl like that. And not in a bad way. We chatted, but we weren't just close like that. So anyway, I feel like my mom was really fond of her because one day after making the principal's honor roll, she had bought like a pencil set and she had asked me to give it to the girl as a gift. And mind you, again, I'm not really close to this girl, but I gave her the gift. And for me, I just thought it was a little weird. And I feel like, I know my mom probably never thought anything of it, but I feel like that could have put, like, I don't want to say like a spirit of competition or like you have to be the only one, because I feel like as women sometimes we're like put against each other rather than it being like we can help each other. It's like, oh no, I have to be on top of you, I have to be number one, like, and only number one, that's it. And I feel like from that experience that could have been something that I felt like was embedded in my brain a little bit. Just because I'm just like, well, why am I giving her this gift? It should be for me. But anyways, I'm giving that example because that's like my first, I think, thought of like being jealous of somebody, because I feel like in that moment, I feel like that gift should have been for me, you know, but my mom gave it to somebody else. And so again, I don't think she thought anything of it, but I feel like that kind of set the tone for like being number one. Now through middle school and high school and even getting to college, I feel like it's always a state of competition. Get good grades, you know, apply for this, apply for that. Number one, number one, number one. And I feel like for me, it wasn't until real adulthood, after I graduated grad school, she's like 23, 24, that I felt like I've been wanting to surround myself with other women who are successful. And I'm not wanting to be the only smart one in the room or the one that knows the most. I think growing up, being the one that knows the most and being the smartest one is definitely something people can use to their advantage. But I think as we grow older, at least for me, it's like, no, I want to be able to have friendships and partnerships with other people that are successful, that are doing very well. And I don't want to be the smartest one in the room. Like, I want to learn from them. And I have a spirit that I'm open to receiving that learning. And I think maybe when I was younger, I didn't have that spirit, or I didn't care too much, because again, it's like competition, competition, competition. But now it's like for me, and even being as an entrepreneur, like I don't want to be the only smart one in the room. Like I want to be able to have genuine friendships where if I tell you something valuable, you're going to tell me something valuable. And it feels equal, and it doesn't feel like I'm giving all this information and resource away and you can't really give me back anything. Now, of course, we all have different relationships in our lives where different people bring different things to us, that it doesn't have to be informational. It could just be you just really enjoy those people's presence, and that's cool. I'm not talking about those type of relationships. I'm talking about different relationships where it's like people are either on the same level as you in certain categories, like maybe for me, business, or they're doing better. And so I can actually learn from them. But I feel like I have an open spirit to that. And I wanted to talk about jealousy because I know it's a thing that comes up. And I know a lot of times when people think about jealousy, it is, oh, don't be jealous and push it away, blah, blah, blah. And so I kind of want to help my selfish babes or another woman listening to move through jealousy and how jealousy can really be like something that really shows you something versus something to be mad and upset about. Now, I will say I sent out a text to my selfish babes on my text list asking me some questions about, you know, if they have any questions about jealousy to text me. And so I will be answering some of those on this podcast as well. I just want to make sure I shouted out my selfish babes on my text list. If you are not on my text list, click the link in the description either above or below and you'll be able to text me in my power and you'll be able to join my text list. That's just where I share my thoughts on self-love, some of the day-to-day things that I'm doing, sometimes some affirmative prayers, but really like self-love tips and my own personal thoughts and sometimes questions that you can have answered on the podcast. And so in terms of moving to jealousy, the first thing I would say is if you see something and you immediately get jealous, then I want you to acknowledge you feel this way. Do not put it down. So acknowledge that you feel this way. Don't put it down. For different people, jealousy may feel differently. I feel like for me, whenever that comes up, I feel hot. Like, I get immediately hot. And I feel like, dang, that's how I feel. I feel like I lost something and I feel like I'm hot. And I don't know how you guys feel, but start to feel like how that feels for you or how that has felt for you. Then number two, I want you to ask yourself why you feel this way. Like, why do you feel jealous? What's coming up? And so for me, what I often find is that it can be because we feel like we're missing out, like we're losing something, or you're in competition. So I feel like a lot of times when jealousy comes up, it is because people feel like, oh, they're missing out, they're losing something, or they feel like they're in competition. And so one thing I want you to acknowledge is that you're not in competition with anyone at all. I know that seems hard to accept for some, but the truth is that you're in your own world. Like, you are literally not competing with anybody else. And if you feel like you're competing with somebody else, I want you to take a step back and zoom out and really acknowledge the situation. Why do you feel like you're competing with somebody else? Why do you have to compete with somebody else? Now, of course, I'm not talking about if you guys have to really run like the Olympics or stuff like that. And I'm also not talking about jealousy when it comes to a lover. I know some of my selfish babes has messaged me that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you scroll on Instagram and you see another successful woman having something that you wanted. Maybe you're scrolling on Instagram and somebody's body's looking really good. And you're like, dang, I wish I had that body. I'm jealous of her. And you may not even say that you're jealous, but you know you feel that way. And so for me, I'm not talking about love and I'm not talking about actual competitions. I'm talking about you comparing yourself to somebody and they have something you want that you wanted, or they have something that you want and you feel like you're missing out or it's never attainable for you. That's what I'm talking about. And so when I say you're not in competition, you're not in competition. You are not in competition with anyone at all. I feel like it's good to acknowledge that because you take a large burden off of yourself. When you feel like you're in competition with other people, you have a really huge weight and you're not really living your life for yourself. You're living your life to kind of like get over on somebody. You want to be number one. You want to be better than them. And you have to start digging, like, why? Why do you feel like you have to be better than this person? And what does that mean anyway? So it's like when you start taking a step back and zooming out and knowing that I'm living my life for me, that I have my certain challenges for me, that I have to learn and grow through certain things for me, and that I have my certain blessings and winnings for me, and they're here and on the way, then I feel like you can appreciate the things that you receive. Also, number two, you're not losing anything. And number three, what they have, you can attain. You're not losing anything. And so if you're scrolling on Instagram or you're meeting somebody and you feel like they have something you want, I feel like what jealousy can do is help us see, dang, I would really like that too. Dang, I would really like that too. That would be so nice to have. Oh, she has that. And it, you know, it doesn't have to be this bad thing. Feel it. Ask yourself why you feel that way. And know that you can have it too. For me, a good question I want you to ask yourself is, how can you attain this for yourself? How can you attain what they have for yourself? I feel like for me, what I really love about jealousy, right, is that you're mad at the person for getting something that you probably really wanted. And you know what? You shouldn't be mad, but more so feeling like, wow, I'm so grateful to see that they were able to receive this. And now I know it's possible for me. And that's an affirmation. In my next episode, I'm going to have affirmations for you guys to say to kind of reframe and move through jealousy. But that is what jealousy does. That's what it brings. It's a gift. It can be seen as a gift to make you realize, dang, I really wanted that. And I can. And this person, maybe her, has it. And I'm just like, wow, she can have that. Congrats to her. I can have it too. I feel like what it shows us what's possible. It shows us what's attainable. Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky, they are luxurious, they smell good, they feel good, they give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals: Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Linked below. Mwah.
Attainable, and you have to reframe your mind to think, I can get that too. If she received that, I can get that too, but in my own way. It is not knocking somebody off. It is not competing with somebody. It is not saying that you have to be the only one at the table. It is not that. It is, wow, she has that. I would really like that too. That's so good. That's attainable. And so for me, when you do feel jealous in terms of moving through it, move through it. Don't push it down. Don't pretend you don't feel that way. I think one thing that's really good about our feelings is that it can really show us something if we have an open heart and an open mind to it. And I think somebody had asked me on community, her name is Bria. She says, how do you handle people you love and care about being jealous of your growth and progress in life? The jealousy shows in passive aggressive ways. I've had this before, Bria, and I feel like I didn't really recognize it, but I had this old friend that she had started her business and she was reaching out to me for advice. And, you know, I give her advice. And at certain points, she'd be like, yeah, and I'm going to catch up to you. I'm going to be right next to you. I'm going to be something like that. And every time I'd be like, oh, you know, well, you have your own pace. You know, everybody's pace is different. And when I would get those comments is when I would feel like, but we not in no competition. Like, there's nothing to catch up to. Like, you do you and I do me. I'm on my own area. I've been in business for about 6 years now. You're just starting. And so for me, it doesn't mean that you can't go to new heights and certain levels that can even supersede me. But to frame a sentence where you're like, well, I'm going to be right next to you. I'm going to be going past you. I'm just like, no side eye. And so when Bria mentioned it shows up in passive aggressive ways, I understand that. And it turned out, honestly, Bria, that that person was too jealous and could no longer be my friend. And because it showed out in a different way. And the universe, my Aunt Risha, ancestors, creator, was really able to just show me that. Like, really, in like an altercation that we had. And I said altercation, I don't mean a physical fight. But, you know, she came to me about something. I said something. And she kind of really removed herself. And I told her, thank you. Thank you so much. Like, that's literally was my last thing for her, was thanking her. Because in that moment, although I was sad about it or the ending of our friendship, I was grateful to see what the real thing was. And so, Bria, my advice in terms of handling people you love and care about being jealous of your growth and progress, I think it's hard. Sometimes I feel like some of those people you have to let go. Some of those people will no longer be in your life. And maybe some of those people you don't talk about your things with, right? I feel like sometimes when we're growing in our own successes and things, that like certain things you just can't mention because they it's too big for them. And I know that sounds a way, but it's like it's too big for them to genuinely be happy for you. It's just too big. It's just like, damn. You know, because then they start to compare themselves to you and what they're doing with their life. And for some reason, it makes people mad or makes them feel like they're not doing enough. But it's like they have the same time as you have. You know, they may have different goals. They can strive to do certain things in their life as well. And if they don't, they don't. So, Bria, my advice is some people are going to have to fade away. Some people you will not be able to say certain things to or certain celebrations to. And maybe if it's a really close friend that you really love, maybe you have a talk with her or them and say, hey, I've noticed these things that you've been saying. Would you be able to help me process them? Because it's starting to sound like this. And I'm only saying that if you really, really like want this person in your life and you really love and you care about them, because I think that's worth having a conversation. Other times it's like, girl, you're going to have to let me go. The people you love see you. Okay, so this Kenya had asked the same question, so I answered that question, Kenya. There's another question. Rashidra? I'm sorry if I say your name wrong. She says, how can I be more supportive instead of having a sense of jealousy when it comes to others' success? I get a little jealous of others' accomplishments because I'm not where I want to be, but I'm thankful. The process just seems slow, girl. I think we all feel that way. We all feel that the process is slow. I think I was just sending a text out to my selfish babes via text message that sometimes you look at something that's old that you started and you're still doing a thing and you're like, well, why hasn't this popped off yet, quote unquote. And I feel like what I had said to them was that you gain a new perspective in life. You gain a new perspective, but new ideas, new thoughts about the thing, which is good. And so in terms of answering your question, Rashidra, I would say the same thing. Acknowledge that you feel jealous. Ask yourself why you feel that way. And know that you're not in competition with anybody. In terms of being more supportive, I want you to first deal with your shit. Like, deal with your shit for real. Deal with your feelings. And then being able to say congratulations from a genuine place. Or being able to really celebrate your friend or whoever it is you want to be supportive of rather than being jealous. First, take care of your shit. Take care of your feelings. Acknowledge it. Do the thing. Breathe through it. Go through some of the affirmations, which I'll have in the next episode. But I feel like you have to really move through that and then come to the person. Because you really want it to be a genuine thing and not a thing of like, oh, I'm saying this because I think that I should, but you don't really mean it. And sometimes people can feel that. And so that's why I always say, like, deal with your shit, feel it through first and process it and then come to it. Now, if you feel like you're always jealous of everybody around you, maybe you need to like not see them for a while. Maybe you need to like unfollow them on Instagram or something. But I feel like you want to deal with your stuff so that you can really show up as a supportive friend. And I really am really glad that you asked that question, Rashidra, because I think it's very honest. I think it's very honest. I think that we all sometimes feel jealous of certain people moving through life and we're like, well, we're doing the work too. I know y'all probably don't want to hear this, but everybody got their own journey. Everything take their own time. You're going to get there right on time. You're going to get there right on time. You're going to get there right on time. And just because they may get there first doesn't mean that you're never going to get there. It is a nice example of the universe showing you that it's definitely possible. You're making your way. And that's the way I like to reframe things and look at it from a state of gratitude rather than a state of lack. Because when we are jealous, I feel like we're in a state of lack. Obviously, somebody has something that we want. And so we feel like we can't get it or we don't have it. You don't have to be in that state. We can choose abundance. We can choose prosperity in our lives, but it takes some reframing and some rethinking. And so that is how I would answer your questions, my love. I know Nova had also asked this question. She said, what are some tips you have on not comparing yourself or your journey to others? The same things. I think we naturally sometimes will compare ourselves from time to time, but I feel like we have to come back to the idea of I'm on my own journey. Nobody's journey is going to look the same. You don't have the same DNA. You weren't born to the same set of parents. You literally chose this experience for a reason. And there's certain things that you have to grow through in your soul to get to where you're going. So that's my tips. It's keep on coming back to you have your own journey. You on your own journey. You are not in a competition. You did not lose anything. You have to tell yourself that you did not lose anything. I'm so ready to go through these affirmations with you guys. Okay, so somebody had asked, Valencia, what affirmation shall I speak to myself to overcome jealousy? In the next episode, I'm going over that. So I just want to say thank you to my beautiful selfish babes for listening. I think that is everything that I wanted to say. I'm affirming that this podcast helped you. Remember, sign up for my text list that's above. Join my Selfish as Fuck Academy if you really want to be that bad bitch, okay? Because that's really about spiritual self-love, learning how to love yourself on a deeper level, learning how to work with your ancestors, learning how to make your spiritual baths, learning how to work with your vagina as a portal and an energetic magnet, okay? And really learning how to love yourself. I think it's really important that we really know who we are and that we're really tapped in, because I feel like self-love is the foundation. So you can find out more about my Selfish as Fuck Academy at selfishafacademy.com. And through the Selfish as Fuck Academy, you're going to be able to be in a private one-on-one group chat with me so that I can help you through that 9-day process. Remember to rate this 5 stars, share this podcast with a friend, send it to your friends, share it in your stories, tag at Selfish Babe and tag at Olenike Osibowale. I love you guys so much. Bye. All right, my beautiful selfish babe, we are taking a quick pause to advertise my Selfish as Fuck Academy. If you don't know, I run a Selfish as Fuck Academy, which is a 9-day in-depth spiritual self-love program for the woman who desires to put herself as the altar and start honoring herself as the goddess she is. If you are interested in learning how to put up your own ancestor altars, speak as if words are spells, create your own spiritual baths for cleansing and attracting, as well as cleansing your room and stepping and utilizing the power of your pussy, then my Selfish as Fuck Academy is for you. It is basically my 9-day intensive where I teach you all of the rituals and things that I do to know that I am a goddess, to know that I'm creating my reality, and how to use my energy so I can attract more of what I want into my life. Now, if you do join today, you get access to me for 14 days in our Selfish as Fuck group chat so I can help you with helping you set up your altars as well as your baths. If you have any questions on what to do, how to do it after watching the videos, I will be there for you. You can check out my Selfish as Fuck Academy by going to selfishasfuckafacademy.com or going to selfishbabe.com, clicking on courses, and you'll see it there. And it is also linked in our show notes below or above, depending on where you're listening from. All right, let's get back to the episode. Love you, boo. Mwah. Hey, Selfish Babes, old and new. I don't know if you guys know, but if you follow Selfish Babes since 2018 or 2019, then you know I have a free self-love and daily affirmations app called Selfish Babe. Many of my Selfish Babes have found me, Olenike Osibowale, through my app, Selfish Babe. But if you are a new Selfish Babe and just have happened to hear the podcast and happened to hear my voice, but had no idea that I had a free self-love and daily affirmations app, then please go to selfishbabe.com/app and download the app, or go to your app store and search Selfish Babe, any app store. So that's the Apple store or that is the Google store, and you can download it for free. We have over 208,000 Selfish Babes globally on the app, and I want you to become one of them. You're going to get daily affirmations and reminders. And let me let you guys know that my affirmations and reminders are not the everyday bland everyday affirmations, okay? You're going to get a little curse word or two, okay? A little reminder that you a bad bitch, okay? So you're going to get a bit of those reminders, okay? So you want to download Selfish Babe today for free in your app store. Link below. Mwah. Love you guys.